Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. We can rejoice. We're here together. What a glorious gift that we're here together. If ever we took that for granted last year, it was the most bittersweet Easter perhaps of our lives. That the great thing that unites us, hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we weren't able to be together, and yet here we are. Our liturgy, tonight's most sacred liturgy of the whole year, the mother of all liturgies, begins in darkness. And the whole focal point of the first part of the chief mass of the entire year is a candle. There's even an entire hymn sung to the candle that's been sung for centuries. Why? Because a candle is hope. It's light in darkness. And it's what Jesus Christ gives us. You'll notice that he is very inefficient in the way that he spreads his gospel. He could have risen in a moment of profound glory to where there was a flash of lightning across the whole earth. Every single person saw that Jesus Christ is Lord. And yet he chose instead to rise in the silence of the night, in a moment of darkness, with not a single person to witness the moment of resurrection. Why? Why does he not blind the world with floodlights and instead humbly comes to us as a solitary flickering flame? Because he doesn't want to be spread with the ease and efficiency of electricity. You switch one button on and everything comes on. No, he wants witnesses. He appeared at first, we can surmise, to his Blessed Mother. It's not written in Scripture because it might be more tender than words can describe that moment that the Son was reunited with his Mother. But then the first to see him were his beloved disciples, Mary Magdalene, the 12. And then they were tasked with spreading by witness news of the resurrection. Because he doesn't just want us to intellectually convert, to be forced into worshiping him because, well, he made it super obvious. I mean, he's God. He won't even let us choose to worship him or not. No, instead, he wants us to freely choose him because we have encountered him through the witness of another. That's the case for every single one of us. Those who are here to be baptized tonight, what a glorious, glorious thing. They were brought here by people that God placed in their lives. And that's the same for all of us. One of the most beautiful parts of this liturgy is that from that solitary flame, it spreads through the church. And we have the most beautiful candlelight through this space, and the darkness is conquered. But it's through person to person spreading that light. A flame has to get close to something flammable to set it on fire. Do I do that with my Christian faith? That's the question that we are asked this night. Is just as I was asked in this liturgy to spread a flame from my own little candle to someone else's, have I done that even once in my life? With my Christian faith? Have I been that witness of one that has been set aflame with love of God, and who, led by that, has let that fire spread? That's what we're all tasked with doing. Because just as 2,000 years ago, the world kept spinning. Nobody knew the miracle that had just occurred. So is with us. The first time ever in our nation, more than 50% of people do not go to church. We are officially in the minority. People don't know the risen Lord. Why? Because I haven't introduced them. Because you haven't introduced them. We've been given the... We've been shown the light. We might not feel capable of spreading this. It's not on our strength that we rely. It's on the strength of Jesus Christ, on the grace that he gives us. And so may we be those witnesses to a world in desperate need of them. Witnesses to a world that needs to know that forgiveness is freely given by God. That this life is not all there is. That their hopes for eternity correspond to a promise given by a loving Father who is God. Let's be those witnesses. Let's shine that light. In doing so, let's conquer the darkness.